Episode 570. Thank you all for listening to episode 569, Getting the Pole 7, Bear's Giggity. I am Gray, here with my co-host.
Giggity Bear.
Damn right. And Parrot may or may not join us. He is still at El Hospital for at least till through this evening, as baby Bird has made his appearance. Braxton is with us. He is healthy. Everybody's happy.
Finally hatched, huh?
Yeah, finally hatched the bird.
He's been warming that egg for months now. So
you imagine he just sits atop a Bree's stomach hatching the egg.
Yeah, it would be like the second coming of the gobbledygooker.
Yeah, oh my God, probably was. Nah, beautiful looking kid. Happy for the bird. So he joins the ranks of being El Dad. Now, you know, at some point in the next couple years, hopefully we have a baby bear cub.
I'm sure it'll happen. Then yep. We'll all be in the ranks.
Then everybody will all be in the ranks. Bear's the last one to get here.
That's right.
That's all right. Save the best for last.
Damn straight.
Damn right. So here we go.
Must be somebody else then, because that ain't me.
Well, we hope it's you. Yeah, but we'll find out. Stay tuned on the show. You will find out if it's a baby bear cub.
Boom.
Or a baby koala. So thank you to Wes Anderson for Moments of Time. Check him out on Facebook, Wes Anderson Music. Give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Songs by Wes. Thank you to All Work Clothing. Visit allworkclothing.com, mention Overline Podcast, and Brandon will hook you up with that deal. Thank you to Crandall's Quality Landscaping. Give Sean a call, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo and surrounding areas and not
Kansas Motor Speedway. And I'm talking the infield. I haven't seen Sean cut it.
I will say that Sean's guys were mowing my lawn today.
Nice.
Saw them out there. Looks like the best lawn on the block, thanks to Crandall's Quality Landscaping. Those kids did a good job. I was looking, I'm like, hey, why is my split rail fence down? And then they went there and got under it, did all their weed whacking. I was like, good job, kids. I was like, hey, Sean, my lawn looks damn good, thanks to your crew. Best in the business.
Boom. Hey, that's a good thing. Hopefully we can get them some more business. People in the local area are listening in.
Yeah.
Not in Kansas. Kansas, you ain't getting it. Sorry. But Toledo area, you can get it.
You can get it. That's right. Thank you to Paper Denim Art. Go to Facebook, check out Paper Denim Art. Tell Danny what you're looking for. She can make anything, and she will hook you up with a great deal. Mention Overline Podcast. Thanks to Gray Key Merch out there. I think we've done 21 shows so far since April. So we're only 3 days into May, so it's going pretty well. We've got a couple shows next weekend. Get in touch with us. We can help you out with all of your vending needs. Thank you to Sparty Steve. And last but not least, Connell Barrett, datingtransformation.com.
And make sure you get over to datingtransformation.com and get that free consultation from Connell when you mention Over the Line Podcast. And in the meantime, get to amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
So it's a wonderful, we'll say Wednesday, because this show is going to come out on Thursday, and it'll look like it came out on Friday, but the date will say Thursday. The date on the contract was Thursday.
The name on the contract does say McMahon, does say Over the Line Podcast.
Yeah, so it'll come out Thursday, just maybe delayed. That's all. People had, you know, business dinners and other things going on. Somebody was hatching an egg. There was just a lot of things going on the podcast this week. So only one episode is going to happen this week. And if we go two episodes the rest of the way, episode 600 is now August, in the middle of August, because we've done so many one episode one-offs. I'm like, man, this may get delayed until like the winter. Like, who knows what happens?
Yeah, obviously, as we've gone, we've gotten a little bit busier in our lives, which isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing. So sometimes
shit changes, pal. Shit changes.
I know I got to get some other episodes in the chamber, just like sitting in reserve, waiting to just release. Like, there's going to be a day that we just like record random episodes, an episode blank.
Exactly.
So I can put it in the beginning, and we'll just have some in the chamber that are ready to go. I could re-release old shit too, you know, like the kind of like how they do your episode rewind.
Yeah, do a rewind of one of our earlier ones, and
like, ah, fuck. Yeah. Branded shit on the podcast.
The one of the most thunderous farts you've ever heard in your life.
That was still the funniest damn thing It's just the natural reaction of us. Like, all right.
Yeah, that was old days when we were still all sitting next to each other.
In a garage. Thanks to COVID, we can do it this way.
That's right. That is right. We save gas money.
Yeah, even though you and I are now closer.
Right, yes.
We're only like 7 minutes apart now. And but Bird's way out there. Cody, I don't even know where he is anymore. I feel like he moves every 2 weeks. So that's why we haven't seen him in weeks.
No, he hasn't been on in a while. And he's a busy man too. Busy man. I've seen that his daughter's been doing a lot of cool stuff with dance. She's been doing really good. So I'm sure that's keeping him busy. And you know Cody Jr. definitely keeping him busy.
Oh yeah. Cody Jr. talking smack. And giving him a headache at basketball. I think they won the title.
He did.
And,
he said his triangle offense won him another title. So,
yep. And then I missed the beep, beep, beep. Hey, son of a bitch, move over.
Yeah. Very, very safe, by the way, from him working there while he's not doing a podcast. So,
yeah. I'm glad he's not on the show right now because the safety hazard was a little much.
Yeah. Well, right now he's probably sleeping. I think he's still on nights, right? I think he's still on nights. Yeah, so he's probably sleeping right now.
I know we could have told him what time it was, and he would have been like, I'll be there, and he'd be half dead, like normal. Doesn't matter what time of day. You're getting Cody when he's not up to speed or par.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in a couple of weeks, I got to get with Jeremy. I think it's time for a Jeopardy episode in a couple of weeks. So we got to get with Jeremy and see, hey, what can you put together? Try to get Shiv to be Parrot's partner. And because who knows if Cody will show. But if we tell Cody in enough advance time, maybe he will show up.
Yeah, I think he would. I think if we gave him a couple of weeks. I mean, we got to give Jeremy a couple of weeks, too. He puts a lot of work into those questions.
Yes, he does.
He just doesn't go to Jeopardy.com, pull 30 questions and send them to us. He puts in the work. He puts in the work, and we appreciate when Jeremy does that. So, yeah, it'd take him some time. So, yeah, I bet in 2 to 3 weeks, that'd be perfect. Should give Cody time. And if not, you know, we always got Shiv. We always got Shiv.
Yep. So we'll look for May 21st because that will be episode 575 and 576. So we'll get with Cody. Tell him, hey, May 21st, let's see what's up. So let's get into golf. Last week we all did awesome. Well, only Jeremy did really, but he took two studs right out of the sales. But hey, you got a one out of it.
He did. He did get himself a one. And this is always the one. This is one of those tournaments I really don't give a shit about because it's doubles. So we all missed the cut. I mean, well, not all of us, but most of us missed the cut, and we got a 41 out of it. Like, I mean, that's middle of a pack for a normal tournament. Like tournament this week, there's 156 guys. So we miss a cut this week, you're going to be 82nd. You're not going to be, 41st. So yeah, it is what it is. I should have stuck with my gut and played the Fitzpatrick brothers. That's who I originally had. And I moved off to pick the guys who finished top five the 2 years in a row and ended up shooting 8 under the first day and 1 fucking over the second day to miss the cut by one. It was like, great. Same with Hoagie and McNeely. They did the same thing. 8 under the first day, 1 over the second day.
Bastards.
You know, Cody, he gets last place. Parrot makes the cut with Morikawa and Kitayama, gets a 23. And yeah, Rory back in the winner's circle with Shane Lowry at the Zurich. One in a playoff. So good for them. Rory's back and might be maybe a little bit of momentum coming up for a PGA championship here, by the way, where he won his last major at the PGA Valhalla in Louisville. So yeah, it's it'll be interesting. I think he may come in as a fourth or fifth favorite. Obviously we know Scotty will be the favorite. There's no doubt about that. With I'm assuming Rahm and probably Brooks because he performs there than Rory. So those will be your top guys in a couple weeks. But this week, actually, I'm watching right now, the CJ Cup Byron Nelson. Oh, is Byron Nelson in McKinney, Texas, TPC Craig Ranch. We're actually into technically round two today. We already made our picks on Wednesday, though, so we're good. But our updated standings to then, I'm sitting at 33.2. Gray, 35.1. Jeremy, 35.2. So three of us neck and neck and neck right there for the top spot. Parrot 40.1, Dub 44.4, and Cody 57.5. So still a lot of season left, but right now three of us there. Dub and Parrott still have a really good chance. I mean, it only takes a couple bad weeks from us for us to slip and not do so hot. So this week at Craig Ranch, I went with Tom Kim. I think he shot 2 under day one. He's been playing a little bit better. He was injured earlier in the year. He's been playing a little bit better golf. I don't think he tees off till the afternoon. He's going to have to shoot a couple under to make the cut, but he should be able to do that. This course is very birdieable. Right now, Jake Knapp is actually leading at 11 under par.
Yeah, I saw that. You had Tom Kim. He's, what, 85th right now as we speak?
Yeah, yeah. And
so he's got a shot.
Yeah, two under solid. I'm happy with that. He can go and shoot 3 or 4 under today, easily make the cut, but he needs to at least shoot another 2 under to make the cut for sure. Cut line will probably be at 4, 3 or 4 would be my guess.
Yep. And I picked a guy that does traditionally well here, Jason Day, who's currently 31st at 5 under if he hasn't teed off yet today.
Yeah, he, I don't know. I don't think he has. I don't see him on the course. Did win this last year. So good pick there for old J Day. We'll see what he can do. Dub picked Adam Scott, who is at 3 under right now. I just saw him up on my television. Parrott, Siwoo Kim, who is at, I think, 2 or 3 under.
Yeah, he's 2 under.
He's struggling. He's struggling right now. He's playing actually with Adam Scott and K.H. Lee, what I'm watching right now. And then Jeremy has Steven Yeager, who's been playing some really good golf, and he,
he's third.
He's at 7 under right now.
Yeah. Oh, so he dropped back one. So he's fourth.
Yeah. He just bogeyed. I just watched him bogey. Oh, we can go live. Siwoo Kim birdie putt 2 under. We'll see if he makes it. And Cody took, Daniel Lafferty, who played with Happy Gilmore, I think this week. So he's probably going to miss the cut. But I love that, by the way. That's a lot. When I saw that as I pulled this up, I laughed. That was good.
I was like, if anybody's going to get it, it's going to be Bear.
On the tee, Lafferty, Gilmore, Siwoo. Ooh.
Just Lafferty, Daniel, and Gilmore. Happy. All right.
So good. Over to
NASCAR. We had Dover last week, dominated by Mr. Denny Hamlin. He's hot, man. He's got 2 wins so far.
Yeah, he's my champion pick this year. He had a good second half of that race. Larson was catching him late, and he kept cutting off his air. And they talked about it, and they said, what should we do about this? And Larson's like, I won this way like 10 races ago. He goes, it's part of it. He goes, it stinks because it is hard to pass these guys, and it sucks, but, you know, you got to get past them. He goes, I won the same way, and if I'm out in front, I'm going to do the same exact thing. So he goes, until they can figure out the way to pass with the cars or do something like that or a slip up, it's going to stay that way at these tracks. And by the way, Kansas and Dover, very similar tracks. You're getting pretty much the same thing again this week. You know, Dover is the monster mile. I think Kansas is 1.5 miles, but very similar, wide, open racing, wide tracks. So I think you're going to get that this week at Kansas as well. But yeah. Denny won it. We had a decent week, not a bad week. You had the best week, but Chastain, we got 2 12s out of that. Truex Jr., the best for Gray with a 3. Ty Gibbs finished 10th for Cody and Parrott, because you know we pick for Cody, and 16th for Logano. Jeremy starting to fall off a little bit.
That's what we need.
Starting to fall off a bit. So your updated standings again, it's tight. Jeremy 9.9, Gray 10.1. Myself 11.4, Dub 13.9, Parrott 17.1, Cody 17.4. Parrott makes his picks every week. We make Cody's. We might have to stop doing that because he might beat Parrott.
That'll be okay.
Oh yeah, Kansas this week though. Again, good track. Like, it's just this is fucking Toyota's dream track, man. They go back to back here. I see it happening again. I think Toyota's going to win this race. And our leader went with Tyler Reddick, a Toyota.
And I guess that would be nice. Oh, look, there's the bird coming in spicy.
Look at that.
Perfect time for the bird.
Bird.
But he and I are going to share a pick because I made his pick for him because I didn't want him to miss out on his pick. So I am also going the same way. And I am going to take Denny Hamlin, guy that won last week, won a couple races already this year. He's a Toyota. He's going to win. He's just dominating right now. So we got that. And then Bird also took Denny Hamlin. Bird, mm-hmm. how's the baby Bird?
Baby Bird cried from not straight, but basically from 11 p.m. to about 6 a.m.
Well, better get used to that.
So that was fun.
Part of being a dad and a mom.
Yeah, everything's good though. We're just waiting. They just had to do an emergency C-section on somebody, so we're just.
I thought waiting. I was like, wait, you said emergency? That's the first thing I heard, and I'm like, what's going on? Why are you on the show?
Like, yeah, no, not us. someone else had an emergency C-section.
Well, I figured the C-section was somebody else since the baby's already here.
Right. Yeah. No, we're waiting for him to feed two times good, and then he'll get his winky cut. And then we'll be going home.
His winky.
He don't need extra hood on it. He'll be all right.
Yeah, he found Captain Winky.
That's a nice new backdrop there.
Yeah, it's I'm in the basement. In the basement nice. Today. Yeah, Renee works from home on Mondays and Fridays, so she gets the office. She is much more important than me. So
makes sense.
I'm in the basement. And I just got home. I was on the road the last 2 days. So
happy life.
I know. I told Bear how Parrot hopped onto the show last night. None of us were there, and he's the one that we didn't think would show up. And he shows up like, you guys joining? And I'm like, oh shit, we're at a business dinners.
Well, and then you said you were on your way home. So I got back on it and waited for another like half hour. And then you snapped me and said tomorrow. I'm like, oh, well, I just wasted an hour.
Yeah, well, at least you got to just sit there. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to be good. And then I'm like, nah, I text Bear and he's like, nah, let's hold. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
It was 9:30 by the time I left.
I think this is a first for us. I don't ever think we've done a afternoon
Friday show.
Friday afternoon podcast. So yeah, no. I like it.
Oh my God, it is Friday.
You're going to lose track of days, I'm sure.
I didn't even realize that.
But the good thing is that, you know, Parrot, I know you were stressing out and you look very happy, which makes me happy. I know that the baby's here, so you're thrilled that's over with. Got a couple weeks off before you get back to the old work. And I looked out at your fellow lawn mates, too, and I was like, oh, that could be Jake.
I know. I kind of miss it. It's very peaceful mowing grass.
Yep. And then
I'm excited. That's my favorite chore to do at home is mow grass.
So we'll have you mowing grass. We'll have you out back on shows. Sounds like a couple willy ones. And then we don't leave until June. So sounds like a couple willies and old Robbie in the lobby will be happy to have his parrot back because I had to send him paperwork yesterday. He actually did it right, but I had to do it on a whim. So I had to, because remember I told you I have to update the sheet. I had to do it within 15 minutes. And just do a quick update. And I'm like, don't use the final sheet. It's not updated. This is just so you have something.
Like, yeah.
And he's like, all right. So, you know, got to update that. They did Parker yesterday. They got Hart today. So should be a good time. He's going to hang out with our buddy Midge today.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Midge. Yeah, Midge, he texted me yesterday.
Yeah.
He said, what was weight of baby?
I playing said, 7-3. In the lottery.
He said, what was my over under? Said I do not remember.
I don't remember. I think that was the under. I think 7-3 was under.
It was over for me because I guessed like 6-12.
Yeah. Well, 7-3, healthy baby.
Her aunt guessed the time of arrival within a minute.
Oh, nice.
Oh, dude, I gotta tell you, this is hilarious. So her mom was up here, right? And
like how he looks at Bree as he says this.
She was like 6 centimeters. Oh, she's 15 feet away. She can't get up that fast. She got a baby on her. So her mom's here, and I texted my mom because she wanted to come up, you know. So she was 6. I went and took a shit. And I came back out, and she was 9. Like that quick.
Well, you so take 45-minute shits, too. No, let's it
was
be honest.
Like a, it was like a 15-minute one. It was quick.
That is not quick.
Quick.
15-minute shits are not quick for you. They're quick.
So I texted her. I was like 6. And then I texted my mom when I got out 9. And then 5 minutes later, she's pushing. She's like, oh, shit, on my way.
Dude,
her and Mike shoot up here. And my mom's sprinting down the hallway because she thought she was going to miss it until she heard Bree pushing. And then Van Wen finally says, "You guys can start taking pictures, Grandma." And my mom just gets all up in Bree's business while the baby's still coming out taking pictures. And she's the doctor yelled at her. I'm like, "Mom, not yet."
Yeah, you can't do
like,
that.
I'm like, you don't need pictures of her hoo-ha.
Yeah. Right. That's what happened. Like when, you know, did the epidural finally take?
Do you think the epidural worked?
I mean, was she screaming?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, then probably.
It like worked really well for a little while. Her thing was the pressure, not the pain. Yeah. It was the pressure.
So then the epidural probably worked, but the pressure, yeah, it's hard to combat that. Yeah, no, dude, when Kelly had Grayson, she was going to go all natural, and she's like, fuck this. And then Grayson was here, and obviously you see the dome on that kid. And so, I mean, he wears 7 1/4 hats, and he's 10, you know. So he's got a dome. And then when Keaton came, you know, we went late. Like, we should have went the night before, but she said she didn't want to piss me off. I'm like, what do you mean you want to piss me off? Whenever you're ready, we go. And so next morning we go. I'm like, oh, hey, I got to get gas, by the way. So we get gas on the way to St. Luke's. And then they tried the epidural. Did not take. Dude, that was the worst to watch her just scream in agony. Like, I was like, oh, this is terrible. And, you know, you can't do anything. No, so you just feel helpless. And then finally he got here. I'm like, oh, good. Okay, that's over. And, yeah, I couldn't, like, just watching her, I'm like, this is terrible.
You're like Peter eating a sandwich when Lois is giving birth to Meg or whatever, I think. Wasn't that?
Like Stewie. I did practice. So, Chris was before me. I practically walked out of there.
So I didn't pass out.
That's good.
But I threw up 3 times.
Oh, God. Really?
What?
I threw up 3 times.
Nice.
And I actually cut the cord, so I'm proud of myself. I told myself I wasn't going to do it.
That's good. At least you didn't cut the wiener off. That would have been scary.
I didn't know the placenta was coming out, or I wouldn't have looked down.
There's another first on the podcast, I think. So
great show today.
Breaking barriers today.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about babies. But yeah,
Paradon no sleep is no filter.
Coolest thing you could ever see, though, is childbirth. Really cool.
Coolest, grossest, satisfying.
Yeah, no, I didn't happy. Think of gross. I mean, I didn't focus on that. My focus was on a baby. And, you know, you turn that stuff off. I could see Parrot vomiting.
Oh, it was loud. The nurse had to come in and shut the door behind me.
He's throwing up.
she's trying to push. I'm in there vomiting loud, and they're like, "Don't worry about him, he's fine."
Focus on me, not him. We don't care.
I think honestly though, it was the pressure was the hardest part for her, but the pushing I honestly was thought went really well and wasn't too long. It was about an hour and all was good.
All is good. Yeah, an hour's not too bad. Did they give the official time she was in labor?
What time were you, like, officially in labor?
Like, how many hours?
Like, how many hours would you say? Well, I don't know. From the time of induction, it was, like, they did it at, like, 6 o'clock. They started on Tuesday, the softening or whatever. And then she had them at 8:30 on whatever the first was yesterday. 2 days ago.
Perfect.
20 some hours.
That's not bad.
Nope. Had a bunch of visitors yesterday and it was good. The worst part about the whole thing was that you remember I sent you that picture of my Chipotle for lunch?
Yep.
That's what I threw up, so it was spicy. It hurt.
You know you can put some sour cream on that parrot and mellow that out, right?
You know sour cream's the most disgusting thing in this world.
Oh, Jesus.
Parrot's got a dairy problem, too.
Are you lactose intolerant, parrot?
Undiagnosed, yes.
Undiagnosed.
Yeah,
that's... diagnosed by parrot himself.
baby bird.
Yeah. Goodness.
I don't like going to the doctor. It's never good news, so I just do it myself.
Parrot has AIDS.
Yeah. Not the needle-based ones, the good ones.
Undiagnosed. Undiagnosed. All right, so back to NASCAR really fast. I'm also going Toyota this week. Guy who races well here. I'm going with Denny Hamlin's car that he owns, the number 23 Bubba Wallace mobile. So that's where we're going to go this week. Big Toyota. Dub's going Truex, also Toyota. So we have all Toyota on the board, and we have Cody with Cole Trickle, who is fake. Parrot, do you know who Cole Trickle is? You're on mute, Parrot, if you were.
Parrot's still on mute. Can't figure out unmuting.
Slamming it. There it is.
No, I do not. But I said it sounds like Brock Tickle, though. I know who that
Tickle.
Is. Yeah, it's a he used to race motocross.
What a name. Brock Tickle.
Since you'll have some time with the baby, go watch Days of Thunder and then let us know.
Days of Thunder.
Tom Cruise movie. He's a NASCAR driver.
Okay.
It's entertaining.
It actually is pretty good. And our favorite is Rowdy. He's the best.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good movie, though.
It is a good movie. Classic.
An absolute classic.
You got Boo Radley in there. He's good.
Boo.
Parrot's like, who? You ever read To Kill a Mockingbird?
I don't know if I've ever read a book.
Parrot, you're telling me you didn't read a book in high school?
No, that's Spark Notes was for.
I'm pretty sure they made us read To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, pretty sure they did too.
Thank. I mean, I remember.
They gave it to us to read. That doesn't mean it got read.
This is true.
Fair enough.
So, I was a bad person when I was younger.
his crew chief is this actor, Robert Duvall, who played Boo Radley. It was his first ever movie role in the original To Kill a Mockingbird.
Back in the 50s or 60s, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he's 93 now, Robert Duvall.
Still kicking, though.
Gregory Peck, you know, he was Atticus Finch. Good story there, Bird. I know you wouldn't be into it. But it's okay, Bird.
This is a good movie.
So, NASCAR, you took Denny Hamlin this week, Parrot.
Really, I don't like that.
Okay, who do you want? We can switch your pick. NASCAR hasn't happened, but you took a golfer. You took Siwoo Kim.
NASCAR, where are they at?
Dover.
Kansas.
Kansas. Dover. Kansas. Dover was last week. My bad.
Fuck.
Kansas.
Advanced Health 400. Let's go with Mr. Have I taken Mr. Bubba Wallace?
No, you have not.
Cool. I don't want to use Hamlin yet.
Bubba Wallace it is. I'll put it in. You and Bear can match this week.
Boom.
Still so a Toyota. We'll probably get a last place together.
Let's hope not. You did pretty good with Ty Gibbs with Cody. You both got a 10. Well, so you're staying you're staying ahead of pace of Cody.
I can't lose to him.
He doesn't even make picks.
I know. That's why I said I can't lose.
Who speaks Kansas to Cody? Cole Trickle's obviously not going to work.
Who is the
Joe Dirt?
Joe Dirtte. I was trying to think of a Toyota driver, just so we all have Toyota drivers. He's taken a lot of Toyota drivers. Denny, Toyota, Reddick, Toyota. Gibbs, Toyota. Truex, Toyota.
Chris Buescher. No, he's not a Toyota. He's a Ford, isn't he?
He's a Ford. I mean, we could give him Bubba.
All right. Fair enough.
Might as well give him. Let's just give him Bubba.
I just got the email from a Farm Tour. They must have announced it.
They actually did.
They go on sale May 9th at 10 a.m.
So is it the cities we thought?
Marshville, North Carolina, Millersport, Ohio, Shelbyville, Kentucky, Smithton, Pennsylvania. That's all they've put out so far.
Yep. That's what we know.
So, yeah, I just looked at my email for the first time in a while and I saw that.
Yep, which, let's see, week one. North Carolina is the only one they've said, but we know what the other ones are. We just cannot state what they are.
Boom.
We know what the 19th and 20th are. Just can't say it. So, held good they have it.
Held to secrecy.
So, Bear, me and Gary did our TSA pre-checks like within a day apart of each other.
Yeah, this is months ago, mind you. I like, got mine a day later.
Probably 3-4 months ago at this
February.
Point.
Yeah.
And I just got mine at 1 o'clock this morning.
I got mine a day later. So they must have looked at Parrott's record and saw like, this dude's a sketchy mofo.
Damn right.
Jeez.
They're like, Gray, he can go. But this bird, I don't know about his bird.
You can't let birds on planes. They can fly their own.
They took my wings and they said you can buckle up in the seat.
Did they give you the same number?
No clue. I don't know what my old number was.
Of course.
You can access. I think it's the same because it just says you can access your 9 or 10 digit number.
Yeah. Oh, so here I sent my application on the 16th. It was approved the 17th of January. And we went through the same things. Maybe Bird didn't fill out the paperwork right. I don't know.
You did it.
Oh, maybe I didn't. Who knows?
You know what it could have been too, because I've moved since we did it last time and all that.
I've moved now too. Well, yeah, you've moved multiple. I have not. Just once.
5 times.
But now I'm officially out of the old house. We're good. I actually have to go there today to do a final meter reading.
Okay.
But everything else is done. Electric's done. Gas is gone. Bills are paid.
Boom.
As one chapter's closed. The next one's open.
Now I got to unpack this fucking house. Got 87 credit card machines sitting here now. Because now we own 29 credit card machines, Barrett.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have 19 of them.
Good. So you got some of them back already then?
Oh, yeah. I got them all. Mark sent them the next day. I got them on Sunday.
Awesome.
Yeah, Mark sent them out. We got them. Robbie got his from Corey, so we'll be ready for the old Rome, Georgia this coming week. Looking forward to that. No Bird, that's okay.
Oh yeah, I'll have to bring you over the good old trailer.
Yeah, we'll come get. We'll get. We got to go south. We'll get it from you.
Okay, I'll just bring it over to my house then, so you don't have to go out to her mom's.
Perfect. Yeah, just bring it to you, and then I'll have old Ben come in and back it in, grab it, and we'll go. Well, you got to hook up the hitch and all that too, so that'll be good.
Boom.
I know. I'm going to miss you.
I know. It's going to be sad. And then you got to go with Robbie like a week later. But that'll be an easy one because you got to, I think you're going to end up flying down because you got to get there. Or no, you're going to fly to him wherever he is, go with him. And then you got to go back and get the truck to come back.
Yeah.
And then I got to tell Denny what to do with that other one.
Which one?
The gray one.
Oh, we can burn it. Say someone stole it.
Well, now we're on a recorded show.
I don't think you can do that.
yeah.
We don't condone this.
Maybe we can enter it into a derby.
There you go.
Oh my God, that would be derby. So fun.
All right. Well, you can pay me for the truck and then you can put it in a derby. Derby truck. No frame.
They're doing the bus figure eight at Toledo Speedway. Seven.
No, we'll sell it, get some tires or something. I told him to see what the guy wants. You know, we'll go from there. I got it out to a couple feelers. I did it to what are those weird shows? I have them looking at it too, or not weird shows, those sites like Wheelsy and Pedal and that, and they offered some cash. Carvana offered some, and I'm like, I'll sit and wait.
Yeah.
Insurance was $200 for the year, full coverage, so it's good.
Oh, ain't bad. Carvana.
That's mine for a month.
Yeah, I know. What'd you say, Bear?
I said Carvana's not bad. Pick that shit right up.
Yeah, well, they all do. Pedal, Wheels.
Oh, do they?
Carvana. Okay. Yeah.
I haven't heard
Carvana's the most trusted, I would think. Yeah. But My brother used Pedal, so I know that's legit.
I've never even heard of that.
Me either. I didn't know that was a thing that you could sell it straight to them. And I'm like, oh, all right, whatever. Cool.
It makes sense. It's the way of the future. It's the easy way to do it. So,
right. So, we'll we got time.
Yeah.
All right. So NASCAR's done. Let's go into the NBA playoffs. Let's just give some updates here. So the Boston Celtics, you know, they struggled in game two, but they smoked the shit out of the Heat in every other game. And they're waiting on the winner of Cleveland, who plays tonight, and Orlando. So yep. Bear and I might be going at it for the next week and a half.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. It's the Cavs after the first two games I thought was great. And then afterwards, not so much. In Orlando, so we'll see if they play better in Orlando tonight. I'm hoping they can just finish it, but we'll see. I have a feeling they're gonna have a game seven back in Cleveland.
Yep, and the Celtics will be without Kristaps for round two.
Yeah, and a lot of injuries in that series. A lot of injuries in that series. Hawkins got hurt. Butler was out. Porzingis got hurt. I want to say somebody else got hurt, but I can't think of right now. But
yeah. So- Kristaps got hurt. Derek White went off. Sam Hauser came in, lighting it up too. So it worked out for, but they got a deep bench. So it helps that those guys can pick up. They played some great D. And, you know, you had different heroes every game. And that's what they need. Jason Tatum is not a clutch guy. And he hasn't, well, maybe he is someday. He's just not right now. And you don't need it when you got guys firing on all cylinders. So that helps.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, we're going to see tonight. Hopefully, except hopefully Cleveland can close out and play Boston. It's a big step of what they need to do, but they're not healthy either with Jared Allen out. Hopefully he plays tonight. So we'll see if they can get healthy, but ain't gonna work for him right now. So,
and then the Knicks, they took out the 76ers 4-2. Yeah,
good game last night. I thought, yeah,
Brunson, man, 41. Dude.
He's a beast, and that'll make for a good upcoming series with the Pacers, who last night to close their series. I think that'll be very fun. Knicks Pacers is going to be an upbeat series, and should be a pretty fun darn series right there.
Yeah, it'll be good. And then, like you said, Cleveland's got Orlando. They're up 3-2. They play tonight, so in Orlando, we'll see how that goes. And then out west, Thunder rolled the Pelicans. Man, Thunder are just—they're a tough team.
Yes, they are. They're just solid, very solid team. And I hope they keep going. I hope they keep going because I like watching them play. Good team.
So do you think he came out of nowhere, their stud?
SGA? Oh, yep. No. I mean, to average 30 points a game, I would have never guessed that. But I mean, he could score. He scored in Kentucky. You know, he just had that natural touch. Now that doesn't always come over to the NBA, but it has for him, and the pieces they put around and the team they built here is solid. I mean, Jalen Williams, really good. Drafting Chet and having him off for a year and him coming in this year, he's healthy. He's a beast down low. He can shoot threes. He's lanky, block shots. Like, I mean, having those two, that's a solid, that's going to get people there over the next 10 years. You know, it'll get that veteran presence, which they really, you know who their veteran presence is fucking Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
That's their veteran presence. It's crazy. They have a young team.
Yeah. They, their average, what do they say? Their average starting five, their age is the same as North Carolina.
It was younger than North Carolina, right? Yeah. I thought I saw that. Yeah.
Which is just crazy because they're already a number one seed. So Gordon Hayward, he's coming off the bench. He's their presence. And hey, man, it's a good guy to have.
Yeah. So I hope they do well in the West. I'd like to see that. I like to see when new teams come up and do stuff. And that's what Oklahoma City is doing right now. So they're still waiting on their series. Mavericks play tonight against the Clippers up 3-2 in Dallas. So we'll see if they can close that series, which would be the only team in the West as the lower seed beating the higher seed, because Denver, the 2 seed, destroyed the Lakers, absolutely destroyed the Lakers, 4-1, and Minnesota swept Phoenix, the 3 seed wins. And Minnesota, whew, they look good. They look good. Denver, Denver and Minnesota is going to be a fun.
That's going to be a good series.
Yeah, very fun series.
And I mean, even Dallas and OKC will be good if Dallas wins. You know,
right. Yeah,
that'll be a fun one too.
Yeah, it'd be very good. So
or even the Clippers, doesn't matter. The West is going to have some good matchups.
Yeah, I think they will. I think the West definitely is going to have better matchups. Again, Knicks and Pacers are going to be good, but I just don't think Boston has much competition. Honestly, whether they play Cleveland, I mean, Cleveland would give them a better series in Orlando. But
I mean, they showed they could do it without Kristaps, but you got to have those matchups. You know, Cleveland's a different matchup than they would be.
Yeah, and Cleveland's just been struggling to shoot the ball recently. So they just Mitchell needs to get hot, and you know he keeps saying the same thing of, you know, I need to be better. Well, I've heard this so many times. It's time to be better. I don't want to hear you need to be better anymore. Donovan has to step up, and tonight I think will be the game. He's going to step up and go off tonight, hopefully. But yep. He's going to do it against the Celtics too for potentially seven games, and that's not going to be easy. I think Boston won the series 2-1. And the game they lost was the one where Boston blew a 20-point lead in the last 7 minutes. So, I mean, we'll see, but they got to get there first. So updated standings for us. Three of us lost our championship pick, of course, unfortunately by injury, which is shitty, but it is what it is. So myself, Dub, and Cody all had the Bucks winning the title. That's not going to happen. Dub had the Suns as the runner-up. He's way out. Cody and I still had the Nuggets. Both of us, by the way, had the Thunder as our surprise team. So look at us. Parrot has the Nuggets over the Celtics, and Gray has the Celtics over the Nuggets. So both of those very much in play. Both of you guys had the Mavericks as a surprise team as well, which they really are. Dub had the Pistons as his surprise team, and it was surprising how bad they were. I mean, technically, we just say surprise. So, I mean, he's not wrong in his pick, actually, right?
Right. The just so hilarious. So over to the NHL. The Florida Panthers took out the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-1. I just saw Matthew Tkachuk on he was on Pat McAfee's show the other day talk about hockey. They did really well. They dominated them. They were your runner up in the Stanley Cup finals last year. You know, they made the finals, lost to Vegas. They're a strong team, so we're going to see what they do. And now what's going to be interesting too, we got the Leafs and the Bruins.
It makes no sense. It makes zero sense how Boston hasn't closed a series out. I don't get it. The Leafs' second best player didn't play the first three games. Their best player scored 69 goals in the regular season, hasn't played the last two games, and they've won 2-1. They put in John Wall, and he's been shutting Boston down. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. There's zero reason Toronto – this should be game seven. And I hope Toronto beats Boston. I think it would be fucking hilarious because I hate the Bruins. I know your dad's a big Bruins fan, but I fucking hate the Bruins. So I absolutely hope that Toronto beats them. It would be hilarious.
And your President's Cup team, the New York Rangers, just took out Washington 4-0.
Wasn't even they dominated that series.
Killed them. Artemi Panarin, he was just he was on point as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carolina, they took out the Islanders 4-1. No competition there. And then in the Central, Dallas is playing Vegas right now. Dallas is up 3-2.
Yep, back in Vegas tonight. And before two nights ago game in Dallas, the home team lost every game.
Mm-hmm.
Until Dallas finally won at home. So we'll see if Vegas can win at home and force a game seven tonight. But that's been a really good. It's been a really good series, back and forth, close games, just a super good series. So hopefully it stays that way tonight.
Winnipeg and Colorado. Colorado won that series 4-1 after losing game one, 7-6. They just Winnipeg, rolled them after
idiots.
That. And then the Vancouver Canuckies are up 3-2 on Nashville.
Yeah, and they're back in Nashville tonight for game six. Nashville had a big win in Vancouver to keep the series alive. So let's see if they can push that momentum after, by the way, I don't know if you saw game four, Nashville was up 3-1 with 1:05 left. They lost 4-3 in overtime. Vancouver scored 2 goals in the last minute to tie them, and then ended up beating them in overtime in like 45 seconds. It was immediate. Yeah.
It was amazing. And then Edmonton, they beat the Kings 4-1. So my boy Connor McDavid, my Stanley Cup champion Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Canadian team hasn't won in what, 30 years?
Yeah. It's been a long time. Been a long time. So we are, well, besides Nick, we're all still alive. Everyone on the podcast is still alive for a title. Dub may be out tonight since he took Vegas, but he's still alive. Just a reminder, I have Avalanche over the Hurricanes. Dub had Vegas over the Wings. Cody has Avalanche over the Maple Leafs. Parrot has Avalanche over the Hurricanes. And Gray has the Oilers over the Hurricanes. So we are all still alive.
And my surprise team, the Canucks, man. Love it.
Absolutely. You know, actually, in all honesty, you know, the Red Wings were a surprise team. They should have made the
playoffs. They were. Yeah, no, 100%.
The Kraken weren't that good, so
they were worse than last year.
Parrots Capitals, definitely a surprise team. No one thought they were making the playoffs this year, and they did. So that was a win. Your Canucks, yeah, is what? Because they were the one seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the
West.
So yeah, they very much surprised. And Nick, he doesn't know shit about hockey. I'm done asking him questions. Ottawa, really? Ottawa? Shit.
Man, gotta love it. So a lot of stuff going on yet. Let's go to the NFL draft, man. Some wild shit happened at the NFL draft.
Yeah, very wild. You know, the first four picks pretty much went as planned, right? I think everyone kind of saw that coming. It got a little, and I'm sorry, I gotta pull this up just so I have my
good Joe Alt going to the Chargers.
Yep,
good choice. Solid.
It was a little surprising because everyone thought Harbaugh would go offensive Saber player. Yeah. But, I mean, everyone's got to remember that everything starts with the line, right? Everything starts with the line. They aren't sexy picks. But, goddamn, I mean, you need that. And Joe Alt
is a fucking monster.
And by the way, Notre Dame churns out successful NFL offensive tackles. They just do. That's what they do. So you got a dude from Notre Dame who is a beast like that. You're going to take him. You're going to take him every time. And they did, which I think was a great pick for the Chargers. Very smart. The Giants going with Neighbors. I mean, I think they had to. They need offense. I think that's a good, which I don't like. But now, luckily for us, Daniel Jones still throwing the ball. So we're okay there. And then it started getting funky. The Titans needed an offensive tackle and took the fourth best one on the board with J.C. Latham. Very surprising. There are two other tackles rated higher than him. So Tennessee must have found something they like. And then Atlanta takes Penix, which, by the way, great for Michael Penix. Super happy about that.
Yeah, he gets paid that money. And, you know, we both love Michael Penix, but that was early.
Super early. Especially when you just paid a quarterback $100 million for 4 years.
But I was reading they could get rid of Kirk Cousins at 2026. So a couple years behind, and they saved $32 million on the cap. So they might be thinking ahead. And it's not – and I had to think about it. I'm like, Kirk Cousins is coming off an Achilles.
Yeah.
So not a bad choice. They see something in Penix like that we saw. And, you know, that's great. And then fucking Rome Odunze falls to the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears – easily had the best day one draft, hands down. Easily.
Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze, it's just, and you know, they got the dude from the Chargers, other receiver.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen. And now they got Rome Odunze there. So you got a very seasoned veteran.
And you have DJ Moore.
DJ Moore,
who turned out numbers last year. Their offense is going to be
sick.
Yeah, their offense is going to be
really. And then they got Swift, didn't they? DeAndre Swift it back. So they're putting the pieces that they should have put around Justin Fields, around Caleb Williams. So we'll see what Caleb can do. I mean, he's definitely got weapons. And because I know you and I really love Rome Odunze. So,
yeah, like, I mean, and the best part for the Bears is he is an outdoor receiver. I mean, he did all this in Washington where he played in wind, rain, snow. He's played in the conditions. That's exactly what you get in Chicago. And Adunze catches everything. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Huge. Yeah. Great pick for them. Great.
And then we'll see. We knew McCarthy was climbing up boards. The Vikings took McCarthy. We don't know. You know, maybe there's something maybe we don't see. The guy has career high in passing yards is not a lot. I mean, yes, he put on 20 pounds of beef, but we don't know. We'll see how it translates. He's got the best receiver in the league, you know, so let's see if he can get him the ball.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it's an interesting pick. Because again, it didn't see, you just didn't see it, right? He made some good throws in Michigan. Sure. He led him to national championship 100%. Never take that away. But when it came down to it, Blake Corum, Diamond Edwards won a lot of those games. JJ McCarthy didn't. JJ McCarthy almost threw a pick six in the opening, you know, minute against Alabama and probably wouldn't have come back from that. Mm-hmm. If a guy barely doesn't step on the line, I mean, he got lucky as shit. He makes bad decisions, so maybe they'll work with him and do it. I just don't see it. I think that the Vikings will be dead last in that division with him this year. I just
we're gonna see. It'll be interesting. Maybe there's something we don't know, but I never thought, you know, I knew CJ Stroud was good. I didn't think he'd be as good as he is too. Right. So, you know, you never know. You just don't. Now that dude has more weapons, like unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Nix went to Denver. Okay.
I think I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised. We'll see. We'll see how, but same thing. I don't know about Bo Nix. I just, you know, he had one good year in Oregon, right? And they have to run that offense. And is Sean Payton going to run that offense for him? Because he wasn't great in Auburn. They changed the offense. And in Oregon, he was awesome. So they're going to have to, Sean Payton's going to have to run that Oregon offense to make Bo Nix successful, in my opinion.
Brock Bowers fell to the Raiders.
Raiders do Raiders things. They need an offensive tackle. What do they do? We'll take Brock Bowers. We just took Michael Mayer in the first round last year. So let's go back-to-back tight ends in the first round. And I'm not knocking Bowers here. I'm knocking the Raiders. It makes no sense. The pick doesn't fucking make sense.
He was a projected top eight pick. You know, so the fact that he went there, I mean, he fell to them. But, yeah, I don't get it. I do, but I don't. But we'll see what they do.
Yeah, it makes zero sense. It doesn't. You have all these great offensive linemen, which is what you need because you can't protect your quarterback, and you pick up another tight end. Maybe he'll play the line. Who knows?
Yep. And then Saints
get a great offensive tackle, who the Raiders should have taken, honestly. But that's what they need. Smart pick by New Orleans. Not sexy, but smart.
So the one that, you know, there, and then we had a lot of tackles and edge guys, but the one that just, of course, just pissed me off to no end, and Micah Parsons, it pissed him off too, because it was his favorite player in the draft. Our guy from Toledo, Quinyon Mitchell, goes to the fucking Eagles. I'm like, of course he does, because why not?
Yeah.
Eagles always have good drafts.
They do, and Quinyon Mitchell, they're getting a stud there, but sorry, he's going to have to get burnt by CeeDee Lamb twice a year. Don't care anymore.
Yep, hope so. And, you know, just going down, of course, Xavier Worthy falls to the fucking Chiefs, like fastest guy in the draft, goes to the best team in the league. Like,
yep.
Of course.
Makes sense. Yep. Dallas traded out for Detroit, who traded up to get Terrion Arnold, a great cornerback, in my opinion. I think that was solid. And then
we still got a tackle. We got Guyton.
Yep, we got Guyton, who I like. I really thought they were going to go Barton, but I guess they have the answer at center, which is what I figured they would do, and then make Barton the center, which is exactly what Tampa's going to do since Ryan Jensen's retiring. So, I like those guys from Duke. They're smart. Barton has good football acumen. So I'm a little disappointed they didn't take him, but I like Guyton. And, you know, they need to protect the left side of the line, and that's what Dallas is going to do with Guyton. And then Worthy at 28 right there, insane. Great pick. Of course, Baltimore goes cornerback, get a good one with Wiggins out of Clemson. Just keep making that defense stout after they got Derrick Henry. Niners with Ricky Pearsall too, that's scary. Kid is good. Kid is very good. So Niners get better on offense. And then Carolina trades up for the last and gets Xavier Leggett from South Carolina, who's solid, but Yeah, Bryce Young's throwing him the ball.
And then finally, you know, like you knew I liked this kid back when he was in Michigan State in round two. Round two, first pick, Keon Coleman, transferred from Michigan State, went to Florida State, mm-hmm. and then fucking gets to go with Josh Allen. I'm like, Josh Allen got it. He lost Diggs, gets Keon Coleman. Keon Coleman catches balls, man. That dude is a stud.
Yeah.
And he was great at Michigan State and then goes to Florida State, has a better quarterback, and has an even bigger year. Mm-hmm. Just smart. And then, you know, obviously rose his draft stock, and this was a heavy receiver. A lot of good receivers this year. So Keon Coleman, that to me, that's a steal. You get him round two, you pay him round two money, and he goes to the Bills. It was a good pick for them.
Yeah, I think that was great. Great for Buffalo, great for Josh Allen. That's what he needs. I mean, other than that, though, if they don't get more talent in there, they're going to be in trouble.
Yes, they are, and it's going to be tough for them. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. You know, Dallas – I'm sitting there watching the draft, and I was hoping Dallas would take, you know, a kid from Texas. They didn't. And then I'm like, all right, Blake Corum's there. Just fucking get to Blake Corum. And then he gets taken by the fucking Rams. I'm like, mm-hmm. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for that, but whatever. They re-signed Zeke, and I'm sure that they'll sign, you know, a free agent running back somewhere, you know, a rookie just to have. Or maybe they're content with Zeke,
Vaughn, Freeman.
And Freeman, yeah.
We'll see. I mean, I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah, it's
– but it's okay.
The thing with Dallas is they drafted for the interior, right? And the interior defensive and offensive line, where they got beat in the trenches this year by Green Bay, you know, in the playoffs, and by a couple other teams. They got roasted inside, so they beefed it up. That's what they did. They had a game plan. They came in. They did it. Great. That's what they need to do then. That's what they did. So as long as they stick to that, I'm happy. You know, you don't go off like the Raiders and pick best available, right? They could have easily got a Xavier Leggett or another wide receiver or some shit like that. But no, they stuck their game plan. They're making the inside of their offensive and defensive line beefier. They trust their offense. This is what they need to do. Okay, make it happen now. Make it happen. Coach these guys and make it happen. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, because they took, Marshawn Nealand from – Western Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Edge yep. guy. So it's yep. great.
On the edge, he can also play a little bit of D tackle too. So, again, another guy you can move around, right? And, you know, Mike Zimmer, I'm sure, has a say in who they're going to take on the defensive side of the ball. So if Mike Zimmer likes him, then hopefully
they took him. Well. Took that kid from Notre Dame, got Kalen Carson from Wake Forest
mm-hmm.
at corner, and then, took another tackle, a receiver, and another defensive tackle.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a sexy draft, and that's okay. You don't need that. You need what is going to make you better, and what's going to make them better is a bigger offensive and defensive line in the middle. And that's what they need to do.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, I think so.
Just got to do their thing.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Dallas. Do what you need to do.
Yeah, we'll worry about them more in August. I'm not doing any football till August.
No, we're not.
Okay, I'm worried about only baseball.
Baseball?
Like, yeah, a little bit. A little bit of that. Getting a little more into baseball. So, breaking actually. OBJ signed with the Dolphins. 1-year deal. Just came over. Bills also added Chase Claypool, so they just got worse.
Yeah, I saw that.
They got worse. Watch, he'll have a resurgence this year, as I say that. And yeah, just your quick baseball update. Very simple. AL East, Orioles, Yankees both have 20 wins. Orioles have two less losses, so they're technically the lead by one. Cleveland also has 20 wins. Kansas City with 19, Detroit with 18. Crazy there in the Central. Minnesota with 17, by the way, won 12 in a row.
Who's that?
The Twins won 12. Nice. Yeah, they were 5-13. Now they're 17-13. So wow. They're coming back up there. In the West, Mariners and Rangers both have 17 wins. Oakland 15-17. How about that? In the NL, the Braves have 20 wins. Phillies actually have 21, but two more losses. So they're a half game back. Mets have 16 wins. Brewers and Cubs both have 19. Reds are 16-15. Cardinals and Pirates both have 14 there. Dodgers up 4.5 games on the Padres. They have 20 wins. Padres 16. And the rest of that division is under 500. Padres, Giants, Diamondbacks, Rockies, all under 500. Dodgers the only one there. So they're going to run away with that division this year, no doubt. But a lot of close divisions. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of tight races. Baltimore, New York, obviously the best in the East. I think Boston's overachieving right now, 18-14. They'll probably drop off. So that'll be a two-team race. In the Central, I mean, I didn't think Kansas City would be this good. I figured it would be a Cleveland and Minnesota sort of year, but with Detroit there and Minnesota now, I don't think it'll be a four-horse race, but I still see Minnesota and Cleveland being better, but anything can happen there. Mariners and Rangers are pretty much going to duke that out all year. You know, Oakland isn't going to stand there, but they're getting better. The Angels, Trout got hurt again, out for the year.
Again. Oh, it is the year?
Yeah, he tore his meniscus. Yep.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
He's done. And Houston's 11-20, which is surprising. They could obviously make a run up there, but they're not playing good baseball.
Good. I hope they still don't.
Fuck the Astros.
Fuck Houston.
You know, Braves, Phillies. Phillies are looking good. So are the Braves, obviously. And the Mets are 16-15. They're the kind of there. I don't know if they're going to be par for the course. I think it'll be Atlanta and Philly, probably with Atlanta pulling away. Central, Brewers, Cubs, Reds. I mean, all Pirates and Cardinals, I still think they stink, but I think that'll be a three-horse race. We already went, our Dodgers are going to run away, absolutely run away with the West. So they'll probably win the West by 20 games.
Let's go. We still got quite a few things to cover. So let's go to wrestling. Make this easy. We got Backlash this weekend. 5 matches so far on the card. So first one, we'll go bottom to top. Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline. Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga.
Yeah, I have the Bloodline. I think they're gonna push them a little bit more here. So we're going Bloodline.
Parrot with his left right goes Arkevo. And then I'm going the Bloodline. Peapod's going the Bloodline. Jeremy, also the Bloodline. In the next one, and the funny thing here is that me, you, Jeremy, and Peapod all have the same picks. In the next one, the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane, your women's tag team champions, are defending the titles against Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. This, we all have Bianca and Jade, so we think the titles go. This could go one of two ways. They win the titles, they fight it. Either way, I think they're fighting at SummerSlam. Or they're going to win, split up, fight at SummerSlam, kind of like the DX thing happened in the past. Or they're going to lose and also starts their feud. So we'll see, but I just don't see them losing. Like, I don't. None of us do. And a triple threat for the WWE Women's Championship, Bayley versus Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton coming on hot, literally. And Jeremy and Peapod have Bayley. I have Bayley. Parrot has Bayley.
I also have Bayley. Yes. Ain't going to lose the title that fast.
Nope. And then for the World Heavyweight Championship, Damian Priest versus Yeet, Jey Uso. For the championship, Jeremy has Damian. Peapod has Damian. I have Damian because of the left-right. Parrot has Jay, and you have?
Also going Damian Priest.
And in your main event of the evening should be a really good match because AJ Styles just puts on bangers. AJ Styles against Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed WWE Championship. Match doesn't make sense when you look at AJ Styles fought. Fought him. And LA, lost to him at WrestleMania, and now he's got a title shot. Doesn't make sense, but whatever. Jeremy has Cody. Peapod has Cody. I have Cody. Parrot has Cody, and you have?
Also Cody Rhodes, baby.
Updated standings, me 39, Peapod 38, Jeremy 37, Bear 37, Dub 36, Parrot 30, Cody 16, which will remain at 16. Dub's still got to get in his picks.
He did pick AEW last week. If he don't pick this week and picked AEW last week, I'm going to give him shit. I'm going to be like, oh, so you must be an AEW guy now.
You're a mark, aren't you, son of a bitch? But we did get trivia this week. So okay. do you have updated standings?
Yeah, let me pull that up really fast. I did not think that that
was. Yeah, he sent this on Wednesday. I like when he can't make it, he sends it in an email, and then I have to highlight over the answer. So it makes it interesting.
Yeah, that is good. Updated updated standings, we have Gray at 43.5, Cody at 8, myself at 26.5, Dub at 6, and Parrot at 15.
All right, so Carson Wentz has signed with Kansas City, making him a possibility to throw a touchdown pass for a different team 5 years in a row. Eagles, Colts, Commanders, and Rams the last 4 years. What current active quarterback has already done this, with last season being his fifth team in 5 straight years with a TD pass, worth 2 points?
Oh, my goodness. That is a good, tough question.
There's only one that comes to mind because I feel like every year he's somewhere else, but it's in my brain.
Okay, I'm just typing mine out.
Yep. Whenever you're ready.
All right, I'm sending mine right now.
Jacoby Brissett. Okay, you got Tyrod. I got Jacoby Brissett, Tyrod Taylor. The winner is... Okay, apparently it's not there. He's active? No shit. Andy Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
Bengals, Cowboys, Bears, Saints, and Panthers. Unless he leaves the Panthers, he probably won't be making it 6 years in a row.
He did play for the Panthers this year. I totally forgot about that.
No shit. I forgot he was in the league.
Wow. Yeah, that was a hell of a question there.
Great question. Great question, Jeremy.
Wonder if Parrot would have got that.
Probably not. Tom Brady. But that's okay. The bird. And Jeremy, I got to put what Jeremy said here. Also, he has... Those are the only official matches. He couldn't find any others. So the other thing he reminded me of, Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, that is right. The Derby is this week.
Might be, find me a horse. Is Piomai in it?
Might be rainy down there. I don't know if he is or not. Let's see.
Yeah, no, he's dead. Ralph Cifaretto killed him.
Must have shot him out back.
Oh, I already got my winner. Done. There's a couple good ones in there. Fierceness. Like that. I like Sierra Leone.
Let's see. trying to get to a good page here for the Derby.
Yeah, we got some good odds going on these horses. Horse. You got Dornock 20-1, Sierra Leone 3-1, Mystic Dan 20-1, Catching Freedom 8-1, Catalytic 30-1, Just Steel 20-1, Honor Marie 20-1, Just a Touch 10-1, and Sino is a scratch TO password. That's awesome. From Japan, 30-1. Forever Young, 10-1 from Japan as well. Track Phantom, awesome name, 20-1. West Saratoga, 50-1. Endlessly, 30-1. Domestic Product, 30-1. Come on. Grand Mo the First, 50-1. Fierceness, 5-2. Stronghold, 20-1. Resilience, 20-1. Society Man, 50-1. And Epic Ride, 30-1.
Yeah, I know they said that Fierceness was the favorite, but no horse has ever won from a post higher than 16, I think, in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
And he's in the 17th post. So rough one there. I'm going to go. It really all depends. If it does rain, I got great inside information. If it rains and it's muddy, Mystic Dan, throw all your money on him. Pretty much what I was told.
Really?
Can't tell you where I got this information from. Inside source. But if it rains, this horse, they say, is the absolute fastest in mud. It has to be muddy. They said if it rains earlier in the day and the track dries and it's dirt, said don't even do it. But if it's raining and it's muddy, you said Mystic Dan in the third post right there. So if it's raining, the track's muddy, I'm going Mystic Dan. If not, I'm going.
You got a straight line to Bob Baffert, don't you?
Can't tell you. Secret. If not, I'm going with Sierra Leone though. On the second,
yeah.
So I'm either going post two or three. That's where I'm going.
So who's our same here? Who's all our guys, our listeners?
Well, it depends. Which our actual listeners or the people in Thailand who don't even speak English?
I don't the actual ones that we know.
Well, Bird Dog, which I think would be a great horse name, by the way. I think Bird Dog. Yeah.
He's got a good alcohol.
I'd put it on there. Bird Dog would be, I think that would be the horse I would name.
Yeah, Bird Dog.
He'd probably go off at about 15 to 1.
Right. So that's it for the Kentucky Derby. I'm going the same way Bear is. So thanks for the insider information.
Remember, bet it. If it's raining.
Tell me if it's raining. I'll be at what time's the actual race?
I think it's at 6:57 p.m. because they're weird. Yep, that's when they're posting.
Let me look. I might be home because we got Grayson is now a certified black belt as of tomorrow. Officially certified because he had to have 6 months under his black belt to be officially certified. So now he is a certified weapon.
That is, he is a weapon of mass destruction. Well, there is rain forecasted. Looks like the best chance, though, is at like 2 p.m. So, probably not going to have a wet track. Probably not. So, it's probably going to be Sierra Leone, not Mystic Dan. Sorry, Mystic Dan. But if it is raining, that's where I'm going.
All right. That's what we're going to do. So, let's go to UFC.
I got a pay-per-view this week.
Yeah. UFC 301.
Mm-hmm.
I think 301. I'm left. You're right.
Yeah. In Brazil.
In Brazil. So I'll start us off on the left side. Flyweight bout -155 from Brazil, Alessandro Costa.
And from Peru, Kevin Borjas.
And a lightweight bout -395 favorite from Brazil, Ishmael Bonfim.
And your +310 dog from the United States looks just creepy as can be, Vink Pichel.
Vink Pichel. And in a women's flyweight bout, no odds yet on this one, from, you guessed it, Brazil, Dione Barbosa.
And from Lithuania, Ernesta Karakady.
And from Brazil in a lightweight bout, not to be confused with Mark Ruffalo, Mauricio Rufi.
And from Australia, Jamie, he's full of malarkey.
The lightweight bout from Brazil, +150, Daug Joaquim Silva.
And the -180 favorite from the United States, Dracar Close.
To the main card, featherweight bout -130 favorite from Brazil, Jean Valjean Silva.
And hit +110 slight dog from France, William Gomez.
From Brazil, +190 dog, lightweight bout, Elvis Brenner.
I don't even know how that my guy's a favorite. He's cross-eyed. -230 favorite from Kyrgyzstan? Kyrgyzstan? I've never even heard of this fucking place. Kyrgyzstan?
Kyrgyzstan. Yeah.
Holy shit. My Miktabik? Oral Bay. He's got an Oral Bay.
And women's strawweight bout. Oh, this is prelims. Shit. We're not main card. This is prelims. Women's strawweight bout from Poland, Carolina Kowalski. Kowalswick. Well, I don't know.
There you go. And the -310 favorite from, you guessed it, Brazil, Eisman Lucindo.
+140 dog, featherweight bout, main event in the prelims from Wales, Jack Shore.
And the slight favorite, -166 from, you guessed it, Brazil, Joe Anderson Brito.
Now on to the main card. Middleweight bout, +285 dog from Scotland, Paul Craig.
And the favorite, -360, the number 14th ranked middleweight from, you guessed it, Brazil, Chow Borlho.
From Brazil, middleweight bout, no odds yet, Mikel Pereira.
And from Ukraine,
Michelle.
And from Ukraine, Ihor Potiera. Looks like he's got Jesus Christ tattooed on his chest. Oh my goodness.
+320 dog. Number 10. This is crazy. He's number 10 ranked light heavyweight from the U.S., Anthony Smith.
And the number 15th ranked light heavyweight, -410 favorite from, you guessed it, Brazil, Vitor Petrino.
Damn, your guy's still fighting? Nice. Bantamweight bout. No odds from the United States, Jonathan Martinez, number 12.
And from Brazil, a guy who somehow is still fighting, Jose Aldo.
And in a flyweight title bout, didn't even know he was the champ. From, you guessed it, Brazil, Alexandre Pantis, Toha. Pantoha.
And from Australia, the number 10th ranked flyweight, the 10th ranked flyweight getting a title shot here, Steve Urseg, who, by the way, looks super good in his last fight, but I don't know if super good translates to a title fight right now. I think Steve's going to be a little out of his element here. One, the Brazilian fans are fucking crazy. There's a Brazilian fighter on every goddamn fight, so you're going to get that. But yeah, give me Pantihota to retain. Jonathan Martinez will knock out Jose. Anthony Smith. Give me Michelle, and then we'll go with Chow. That'll be my main five right there.
Michelle. All right, and that is it. That's a lot of shit to cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple days late, but we're good.
Couple days late, we got the bird in. The bird made an appearance. He had to leave. He had to handle bird matters. I think, as he said, they have to cut the winky.
Cut the winky. At least he wasn't on camera for that, so that's good.
Yeah. Stupid bird.
Goddamn bird. But yeah, all right. Solid. We made it. We got it in this week.
We made it after two reschedules. We're
starting our new day next week, Tuesday.
Yeah. So just a few days from now, we'll be back at it.
That's right.
But we'll have results of everything we've covered.
That is right.
Because it all happens over this weekend.
It is big weekend. Big weekend. Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. Kentucky Derby, UFC 301.
Doug's birthday. Fucking Mikey's God. Birthday. May the 4th be with you. All of those wonderful things. And just nuts.
Yeah. It's everything's coming to fruition. We're here.
That's right. So, thanks to Wes Anderson. Thanks to All Wear Clothing, Crandall's Quality Landscaping, Connell Bear, DatingTransformation.com, Paper Denimark, Great Key Merch, and Sparty Steve. And as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
See you later from our first annual Friday podcast. You're welcome, everybody. See you in 4 days.